local people here have been great. They've been up and down the river, up the Mourne and up the Foyle and up and down. 10 o'clock in the morning and then 3:30, between 3 and 3:30 in the evening, up and down as far as Port Hall Island and further down there. And Sean McGarry, he's had a scanning machine in the water and he's scanned the length of the Mourne, the full length of the Mourne up and down, with no results of that. So he's going to start now doing the Foyle from Lifford Bridge up as far as he can go to see if he can get any results there. But as far as we're concerned, the only ones that are out helping is Sean and his team from the Community Rescue Service.
You're quite frustrated with the PSNI at this stage.
Yes, very frustrated, because they have cadaver dogs, they have boats, they have divers, and they haven't once put any of them under the water. Only this last day or two has there been a few police walking along the banking, but they haven't even come near the water. And there's no guards or nothing. I haven't seen one guard this whole time. It's frustrating. You know what I mean? We need all the help we can get to try and retrieve them. And these people have they've got the resources to do this. You know what I mean? Our hands are tied. We can only walk up and down the banking. Fair play to the Boyne Search and Rescue. They've been out as well, and their divers have been in the water. You know what I mean? But they had difficulties in their boat on Saturday, so we had to wait until yesterday for them to come back. But they'll not be back now until tomorrow. They've done a couple of places, but they'll come back tomorrow to help. And they said they're going to stay with us until they can retrieve his body. Hopefully that'll be soon.